So yesterday we were looking at one of the beginning portions of the whole story of the birth of Jesus Christ. We find it in Luke chapter 1, and of course we see it in the book of Matthew. But in Luke chapter 1, you know, we get that story of Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth, and Zechariah is the priest. He's the priest that is assigned to be serving in the temple at this time, and he is there in the temple. He's in the Holy of Holies, and there the angel Gabriel presents himself to this priest who has a heart after God, and this priest who is serving God, and who has been praying along with his wife that they would have a child, praying for something that by the world standards would be impossible because she's barren, A, and B, because of their age. It's just impossible. And yet they've been praying for it. In faith, they've been praying. And here God sends the angel Gabriel, and there in the Holy of Holies, there's Zechariah. Here's the messenger of God, Gabriel, say to him, Zechariah, you know, what you've been praying for, God has already answered that need. And your wife, Elizabeth, is going to bear a child. And you're going to call that name, the child of that name, John. And he just describes exactly what John is going to be. Of course, Zechariah allows that doubt, that fear, to take hold of him. And he actually expresses that doubt. And as a result, he's not able to speak. He's left mute. And he's mute up until the time of the birth of John. But in the intervening time, as time has taken place, he's gone, he comes out, and obviously his wife Elizabeth is pregnant. And then, of course, right after that, we see where the angel Gabriel then appears to Mary and tells Mary about the plan that, you know, that she is highly favored by God, and that this is the plan that God has, and that there's the Savior of the world is going to be born to her. And she receives all this. We read this yesterday. She accepted it. And so the next thing that we see is then Mary, who is now with child, Mary going to her cousin, which is Elizabeth, who has John, and is 6 months pregnant along with John. And we saw this yesterday. I'm going to read this in starting in verse number 39. And at the time Mary arose and went with haste into the country to a town of Judah. Entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the babe leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leapt in my womb for joy. Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told to her by the Lord. And we just touched on this yesterday, and that's an awesome thing to see. Here's Elizabeth. What great faith Elizabeth has. Because Mary had to be. You know, Mary, she heard the voice of the angel Gabriel speaking to her and telling her what the plan was. And she accepted, and she said, you know, let it be done unto me. She received it. She accepted it. She's all on board. But now she's facing the reality of it. Because the world sees an unwed mother having a child. Well, the world says there's only one way that can happen. So she has been sinful in her life. But of course, she knows it's not sin. She knows it is the glory of God that is inside of her. It is the seed of life that is from the Holy Spirit. It is God becoming flesh. But Mary is just a person. You have to know that Mary has to be having some, you know, some concerns, some questions. How is this going to work out? You know, everyone's going to be accusing her. She knows she's facing the realities of these things. So she goes to visit her her cousin, Elizabeth. And how encouraging did those words of Elizabeth have to be to Mary? Because Mary hasn't said anything. Mary has just become pregnant. She just has begun to bear Jesus inside of her. She's not showing her anything. So how is it that Elizabeth, as soon as Elizabeth hears the greeting from Mary's voice, because the presence of God is in Mary. And Elizabeth is sensitive to that. There's a lot of other people that saw Mary that didn't have this response. But as soon as Mary greeted Elizabeth, Elizabeth responded with that great response. First of all, Elizabeth is filled with the Holy Spirit. That's astounding. And then she spoke with a loud voice. She's not being calm about this. She's not being shy. She's being bold. She can only know this by the Holy Spirit. Only by the Holy Spirit can she know that Mary is, first of all, pregnant. Second of all, that Mary is carrying the child who is going to become the Savior of the world. The prophets who prophesied about this, and all of in this day, all the Jews in Jerusalem and the surrounding areas, and they've all been waiting for the Messiah, but none of them had an understanding that it was going to take place like this, even though the prophets said that the Messiah would come from a virgin. They still had no understanding because it makes no sense to the natural mind. It's only by the Holy Spirit that Elizabeth has this revelation, this insight from the Holy Spirit himself, that A, Mary is pregnant, and B, has the understanding that the Son of God is developing and growing inside of her. That is astounding. So she says, blessed are you amongst women. She's letting Mary know. She is validating for Mary. She's confirming for Mary everything that Mary heard from the angel Gabriel. How great is God to give this encouragement to Mary? Because you know Mary has to know. When she hears this confirmation from Elizabeth, her cousin, who has no knowledge other than God, has no way of knowing any of this except for God, what a confirmation that had to be. What an assurance that had to be for Mary to hear those words of confirmation that she's doing the right thing and that what's taking place truly is an honor. And then to hear from Mary, to hear Elizabeth say that as soon as Mary's greeting was heard within Elizabeth's ears, as soon as her ears registered the greeting of Mary, John, the child that is growing inside, developing inside of Elizabeth, leaps with joy. How amazing is this, first of all, that a six-month-old unborn child, how amazing is this? This is our evidence and assurance that those little ones developing inside have emotions. Because here John had an emotional outburst of joy at just hearing the voice of Mary. That's just astounding. God is so faithful and so awesome. And then Elizabeth goes on to say, blessed is she, speaking about Mary, who believed. Again, think about the confirmation and the assurance this has to give to Mary, because Mary is clearly seeing that Elizabeth is speaking by the leading of the Holy Spirit and with Holy Spirit insight, not the flesh, not her own wisdom. You know, it's great when we hear somebody giving us words of encouragement and strength in our time of need. We love that. But when you know that it's words that come from beyond that individual, it's not just their mere knowledge, their mere insight. When you know that it is the Holy Spirit speaking through them, think of the assurance of this confirmation for Mary. As Elizabeth says, blessed is she, speaking about Mary, blessed are you who believed. For there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord. Elizabeth is saying, everything that the Lord told you, everything that Father God told you through the angel Gabriel, everything that he said will be fulfilled. What a great assurance. God wants, when we are obedient to him, when we are obedient to him in our day, he will go to such lengths to encourage us, to strengthen us, to prepare us, to remind us of his presence and his promises. If we'll have ears to hear and listen, he is giving us confirmation. He is showing us assurances, giving us assurances and calming peace in whatever our situation is. Today, as you just obey the things that God tells you, as you just obey what he leads you to do in the great things and in the small things, as you just obey God in the things he calls you to do, obey him. And what we're going to see by that obedience is God goes to phenomenal lengths to assure you, to strengthen you in your obedience, to assure you of his presence, to assure you that which you are doing boldly, it's not just you, it's not just your mind, it's not just your flesh. It is what you heard him say. He will give you assurances of these things. He will give you courage and encouragement and strength to keep moving forward. in the great things and in the small things. And we see that evidenced with Mary. Mary and Elizabeth. Listen, today, be obedient in those great things and in those small things. Start with those small things. Be obedient in those things that seem small, because there's nothing small. When you're being obedient to God, there's nothing that is small. And in that obedience, and it's going to take boldness to do it, when you are bold to be obedient, if he tells you to go and to speak a word to someone else, you do it. If he tells you to share the gospel with someone else, you do it. If he tells you to give to someone, you do it. Whatever he tells you to do today, in obedience, do it. And watch and listen and see the lengths that God will go to give you assurances, to give you calmness, to give you peace, to give you confirmation. It's not just you, that you heard him and you're obeying him. And you are blessed because you do so, just as Elizabeth said to Mary, that she was blessed. We walk in that same blessing of Jesus Christ, and he wants us to walk into the fullness of that blessing, which comes by our obedience. Jesus, give us the courage and the strength to be obedient to you in the great things and the small things today. We praise you and thank you. We honor you with our lives and our humble obedience today. In your name and to your glory, Jesus. Amen.